As if the world really needed it, there's another report out this week on the consequences of delaying significant action on climate change. This time, the warning comes from the International Energy Agency, which tracks energy trends for industrialized countries. The report says without a dramatic change of course, the use of fossil fuels will soar, and along with it, CO2 pollution, global temperatures, and the risk of conflict over energy supplies. The report comes as negotiators are preparing for a global summit on climate change in Copenhagen. Prospects for a new treaty have not been looking good recently, but the woman who will chair the meeting says the world must stick to its commitment to forge a strong agreement next month. Connie Hedegaard is Denmark's Minister for Climate and Energy.
All of us back in 2007 in Bali said, let's make Copenhagen December 09 the common deadline, and I think we should deliver on that. The consequences, if we don't start acting, will be even more severe, and the economic cost will be even bigger. And I think people out there expect it from us. Now the pressure is there. We should try to use the window of opportunity and get the things done.
I mean, this is what everybody says, that if nothing is done now, the consequences will be much more significant in the long run or even in the medium run. For you practically, though, what is the biggest obstacle to getting a satisfactory agreement?
I would say there are two obstacles. One, developed countries must deliver substantial reductions, and that includes the United States. I think it's essential that people around the planet can see that U.S. takes leadership here, and that is one of the main obstacles. The other one is, how can we provide funding to address adaptation challenges, technology dissemination, and things like that? And there, we in the developed world must come up with substantial finance.
You mentioned the U.S. I mean, a key roadblock to a deal in Copenhagen is the U.S. Senate ratifying its own agreement on climate change. Would you consider coming to Washington before Copenhagen to make a direct appeal for action ahead of the meeting?
Yes, I am considering a visit to the United States late November. The whole world acknowledged that there is a real challenge with your Senate. But I believe that the biggest loser, if we don't get a binding framework on this, that will actually be American business, because China will be doing this no matter what. This year, China will be the world's largest installer of wind capacity. They will be the world's largest installer of solar capacity. They're also going to be the world's largest exporter of energy efficient technologies. So I would fear that it would be American business that will suffer the most if the United States hesitate. Whereas if the United States really address and embrace this agenda, it will also tremendously benefit your energy supply, your energy security. I mean, there would be a lot of benefits.
Well, maybe I should ask you if you've been communicating with the kind of chiefs of American business.
Yes, very much so. We have had huge conferences for business, and I've tried to reach out to big American enterprises. I believe that sort of the front runners in the United States, they understand that it's good business to become much more energy efficient. In Denmark, we have addressed this issue for 30 years. And from almost zero renewables, for instance, today we have 19% of all our energy stemming from renewables. And that has created thousands and thousands and thousands of jobs.
Final question. If the nations come to Copenhagen in less than a month and expectations continue to get watered down, what would be the one thing that you would want to get out of the summit where you would say, well, at least it wasn't a total loss?
I'm not at all planning for total losses or almost total losses. I think that we must deliver. And the pressure has been building up so much now that the country that might come empty-handed to Copenhagen will have to pay a political price. And that is how international results and agreements are often coming into reality, that you make the political price for not delivering so high that nobody can afford to pay that price. And for that, we need NGOs, civil society, citizens, and business to help us make the pressure as high as possible if we really want to. It is still doable to make an ambitious deal in Copenhagen.
Connie Hedegaard is the Danish Minister for Climate and Energy. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
You can hear more of our interview with Connie Hedegaard at theworld.org, including why her Danish Conservative Party is so committed to fighting climate change. That's at theworld.org.